Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
And the winning is back. How about it, Wendy's Big Show back with you 2-6 here on The Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out today. Leroy Butler, Leap 36 going to join us here soon. It's Gary Ellerson and Baby Tausch with you right now, former Badger and Packer running back. Gary, you were up last night with Green and Gold postgame show outside of Hinterland. Mm-hmm. And for all that we talked about all off season long, and we're going to get all into this game, break it all down with you. We'll talk to Ryan Wood later on about 4:48 about what he saw in the game last night, and then the Packers do win. That's the most important thing. It's easy to watch film and all that good stuff when you get a win. The number one thing I noticed outside of Lambeau Field last night, although the attendance may have been down, the people that were there, everybody that was there was having a very, very, very good time at Hinterland last night for Green and Gold Post.
Well, they were, but I'm going to tell you this, Bill, and I'm going to be honest with you. The crowd on the outside, there was no juice. There's no juice there. I was talking to my buddy who's owned the house over there on the corner there. He came up for family night. He goes, you know, people just weren't into it on family night. He goes, it was a light crowd, and so I go over there normally before I go to the game and kind of hang out with the fellas in that. And you can just see people walking by. There was just no real excitement. I'm not saying that people did not have fun.
Sure.
Because they did.
Yeah.
But maybe it's preseason. But there's just a lack of something around the Green Bay Packers right now. I mean, much like I was talking to you about the Brewers, you know, this year, how the Brewers lack some sort of magic that they had last year. The Packers is not magic. It's just the excitement around the Packers is not just what it used to be for me.
It was definitely a different feel the last couple of months.
I'm just saying the outside. When people are inside, I think people are having fun. But there used to be a little bit more juice to that crowd on the outside.
Do you think people had fun with the foghorn? I mean, we're going to get into some of that conversation. But
I don't know about that.
Some people were That was like the number one thing I noticed on social media last night was DeShone Kizer, Ty Summers, foghorn. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into all of it here on the Wendy's Big Show today. 414-799-1250. You want to react with a former Packer. Two former Packers going to be in here when Leroy Butler joins us here in a couple of minutes from right now. The new look offense last night, Gary, puts up 28 points, but the number, the final score can be a little bit deceiving,
right,
as they did it with some other ways, and you score defensively or you score special teams-wise when St. Brown recovers the fumble off the botched punt in the end zone, and they put themselves in good positions. But last night, one thing that I noticed was the scheme was really taken over there, especially for the young guys playing later on in the game.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think if you look at them offensively, 414-799-1250, you guys want to call in and talk about this offense a little bit, because I'm sure it's you guys' first time really seeing if you're not going up to practice. But I think, yeah, I mean, you saw motion, you saw the bunch set, and you saw mostly tight with the receivers inside the numbers is what you saw a lot of. And you saw trips. You saw mostly under center. You saw some shotgun. But, I mean, I think the offense in itself is, if you saw it, looks a lot like the Rams. And they got to get it smooth. I'm sure it'll look a little bit better
sure
when Rodgers is playing. But I think what you saw of it, they want to run the football a little bit more. I think you see how to utilize the tight end a little bit more,
mm-hmm,
in this offense than he did.
I saw that right away. I noticed the easy throws to the fullback and the tight ends early on in the game. The one that came to my mind first was on that first series. Kizer kind of doesn't trust. It's something that we saw Rodgers do
give it to him.
On the bootleg. Get it out to that fullback.
Give it to him.
There's
what are you waiting on, bro?
There's a lot of running room in this offense once you get the ball out there to your skill
guys.
You know
how you can't talk. Well, I think you do this. You can't talk in a booth up there. You know, everything is, mm-hmm, it's a sterile environment.
Do you enjoy being in the press box?
And, you know, I'm like, give it to him.
I can't give it to him.
You know, everybody's looking at me.
Right.
I mean, hey.
I did it for one Packer game with Mike up in Detroit, and I felt weird because I'm like fist pumping myself under the table, trying to be quiet. It's an odd atmosphere, but go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so I mean, that was, that boot, you just got to let the fullback run with it. Mm-hmm. I am curious what you guys think about this offense, 414-799-1250, if you're first time seeing it, because I think that is some of the newness that we haven't been around like in a long time. Because if you look at McCarthy, Mike Holmgren, Mike Sherman, all that was West Coast stuff. What we're seeing now is completely different. I mean, a lot of stuff that we've never really seen before out of Packers. Now, I will have you, I saw some routes ran independently of each other, meaning there was no rhyme or reason why they ran them. Mike McCarthy did it too. I know he sure got a lot of, you know, because that first route they ran, I think it was down the middle.
Mm-hmm. To Valdez Scantling,
Kaiser overthrew him. That was an independent route. That's just a straight go.
Just run it. Let's see what we can do. Stretch it right away.
Something like that. Yeah, there was no stacking on top of routes there. So they ran a lot of that too. Just so I'm just keeping up with the reason why we didn't like McCarthy. I'm just saying that there was some of that stuff out there. But I do want you guys' thoughts on this offense. What you saw? Did you like it? 414-799-1250. Because I think it's a learning curve for all of us. I think we're all learning what this looks like, how it's going to look, and I think it's going to look even a little bit better once you see Rodgers at quarterback.
And you didn't see Aaron Rodgers last night, but I think one of the more important things that we've talked about all year long and going into this year was a major storyline was what DeShone Kizer was going to look like.
Right.
And once he settled down into the game, he played a lot better last night, 8 of 13, 102, but a QB rating of 111. And started later on in the game just taking what the defense was going to him and what the offense wanted him to do.
You know, I came into this game, and we're going to get into it a little bit 4 o'clock, but I came into this game thinking the Packers need a backup quarterback. I mean, they need a veteran as a backup. I mean, that was my thought coming in. And, of course, Kizer gets the starts. He deserves to get the start. I think it was a little bit slow, but you saw Jake Kumerow was targeted a couple times. I love the running back, that Dexter Williams kid.
22.
I like him
a lot. Kid from Notre Dame, sixth-round pick.
Yeah, I think he can stick. I think he can do something good. I like the Trey kid out of Auburn. I think he's been leading now maybe a couple years. Is this his first year? I'm not sure.
Oh, Trey Carson, Texas A&M kid? Yep.
Is he Auburn or?
Texas A&M.
You sure?
Yep.
Look it up.
Okay.
But I like him. And I think – so they've got a solid, nice little group of running backs there. I mean, you didn't see Jamal Williams, you didn't see Aaron Jones, because both of them kind of nicked up a little bit. But I kind of like what I saw the running backs that was there. You got him?
Yeah, just check that out. Undrafted 2016, Texas A&M.
Yeah, I like him. He looks pretty good.
He lowers his head tough, and that was the one thing that I thought about Dexter Williams when they brought him in the sixth round in the draft, was he comes from this zone, outside zone philosophy that they want to get to. One cut and go.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I like him a lot.
He gets the majority of the run in the running back field last night. Dexter Williams gets 14 carries for 62 yards. As Aaron Jones doesn't play, Jamal Williams doesn't play. And that was another overwhelming storyline out of last night. 26 starters out of the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the new NFL right now. I mean, did I want to see Aaron Rodgers play last night? Yes, I did. I mean, I did. I just want to see how you look at the offense. I get it. I mean, fine. I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me. You know what
I
mean?
Sure, right.
But this is why you look league-wide. This is why they're going to go to 18 games. Because there's no reason why you're playing. You're not playing these guys anyway. You know, it's going to hurt all the young guys, which what you'll end up doing is just play the young guys a lot more in the first two preseason games. And that, I mean, it's going to hurt your free agents, the guys that get drafted in sixth or seventh round. But what you're going to end up doing, you're going to end up playing those guys more anyway. I mean, I think you're probably going to see Aaron Rodgers maybe next week for a quarter. You're not going to see him a whole lot. And so I think that is the new NFL. You saw that was kind of that way all around.
And they had a few different versions to the offense that you noticed. They also had a few different versions of the defense. We're going to get into the defense with our own Pro Bowl and soon-to-be Hall of Fame defender, Leroy Butler, leaping in the studios right now. But first, guys, want to talk to you about something that is the new initiative in Wisconsin starting this week. It's called Drink Free Beer. You like that one? Drink free beer. More importantly, yeah, drink in the Beauf. It's a free beer Friday.
Oh, that's supposed to be.
Brought to you by Beauforting.
Like,
today at Total
like
Wine
kind
and More.
Of branding and marketing.
Always trying to do it. Drink in the Beauf. That's what we're doing this summer. And you can drink in the Beauf at Total Wine and More. 3 to 6 in Brookfield today. My man Rob has a lot of special gifts, some free beer for all those listening and mentioning 105.7 FM The Fan. He's got some special for you. But guys, let me tell you a little bit about Beauforting and what you're going to be drinking once you get to Total Wine and More for a free beer Friday. Beauforting is made with 100% natural, all natural ingredients used in the production of Beauforting are fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer with a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference that superior ingredients make immediately. Whether you're drinking the crisp Pilsner, which is the flagship, which you can get in cans, the smooth triple ale, 8% alcohol by volume, or the perfectly balanced Brune at 7.2, Beauforting's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality gives all its brews the full flavor of crisp, clean finish provides. You can drink in the Beauf at places this year like Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad Sport Club, and today you can drink in the Beauf for free, a free beer Friday at Total Wine and More out in Brookfield. 3 to 6 today, and then go grab a six pack because I know you're going to love it. At Consumer Beverage, Total Wine and More, Fox Brothers, Piggly Wiggly locations, and when you're drinking in the Beauf this week, make sure to let me know with a picture at Bill Schmidt Radio because it's my birthday tomorrow, and I'll be drinking in the Beauf and going all natural on my 25th birthday, and you should too. Drink in the Beauf this summer with Beauforting beer. Packers get a win in their first preseason opener under Matt LaFleur. We're going to hear from the head coach. A win is a win, but it's always better when it's your first. A 28-26 win. You can react with us at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
I think this is really the first test of the system to see how it really works against, you know, live bullets. And for the most part, I think we executed pretty well. Overall, the process went well. The system was proven the way it's been proven all training camp, and look forward to continue to compete and get better.
That's DeShone Kizer, who needed a big night, needs a big camp. He wants to be sticking, third-year quarterback. In his fifth system in 5 years, had a new system when he was at Notre Dame, his sophomore and junior year, leaves after his junior season, goes to the Cleveland Browns, goes through a coaching change, then gets traded to the Green Bay Packers, gets two head coaches while he's here with the Packers, and now Matt LaFleur. Heck of a run for DeShone Kizer. Interesting to see what he can do in the new offense. Looked good last night after he settled down. 8 of 13, 102 yards, and a QB rating of a 111.7. But more importantly, some believe that his backup was the one that looked even better, Tim Boyle, as Boyle just throws five balls, gets aided by a deep pass interference play. But Tim Boyle, Mike Clemens was talking about this a little bit earlier last night after the game. The offense just runs well when Tim Boyle is in there. Can't explain it. Similar for me with Brent Suter and the Milwaukee Brewers, who Brent Suter's on his way back. Milwaukee Brewers are back tonight at Miller Park. If you're going to the game, I'll get you set with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show coming up here at 6. Tim Allen and myself have the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show after the game right here on The Fan. Gio Gonzalez opposite Colby Allard. When it's Brewers and Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock at Miller Park. 414-799-1250 reacting right now to the first year head coach Matt LaFleur's debut last night, and it's always better when you're doing it after a win, and it's always good when the offense flows the way it's supposed to. And for Matt LaFleur to want to run the football and want to have more of a play-action passing game off of running the football, I thought last night was a great representation of what they're going to do. The ground game wasn't as productive, I guess, as you'd like to at 3.5, just under 3.5 yards a carry. But simply that was because they didn't block it very well up front. And that was also aided by only having one starting offensive lineman in the game. 26 starters do not play last night for the Green Bay Packers. And Matt LaFleur asked about it a little bit after the game and was pretty adamant that he believes they did the right thing. Believes that it's something and a philosophy that they're probably going to build on here in the next couple of years under LaFleur, especially if they want to go to these joint practices. You're able to use your starters in more of a controlled environment. You're able to script out looks that they're going to see, put them in adverse situations. You can do all of that in practice without the lights, the glitz, and the glamour of a preseason game, where last night, that first quarter, You tell me, but I think it's more important for younger players to be playing there early in the game. I understand you want to see the starters. I understand it was a home game. It was a Milwaukee game. And plenty of people made the journey up there on a Thursday night to see the game. And you want to see Aaron Rodgers. You want to see Aaron Jones. You want to see David Bakhtiari, Blake Martinez, so on and so forth. But when you're developing young talent and developing a younger football team, especially with LaFleur, and you're developing a young coaching staff, a lot of the communication that's going to be necessary and vital for you to be winning games consistently, a lot of that is going to be taught to the younger players. And when you can implement that with the younger players more, maybe it's more beneficial. So the starters being out last night wasn't an issue to me. I think what you took more away from was the top play that you saw from some of these younger players that not necessarily are going to be starters: Robert Tonyan, Jake Kumerow, Dexter Williams, who I believe is definitely on this team as a sixth-round pick and probably the third running back on the roster. You're looking at guys that are going to play for you this year. Not starters, not Aaron Jones, no. Not Pro Bowl talents, but guys that you're going to have to depend on. That's your depth on a 53-man roster that come November, December, you're going to have to lean on. I mean, 14 carries in the first preseason game for Dexter Williams. Sure, some of that was because they only had three or four active tailbacks. A lot of that is, too, we're going to need that dude to play for us, because we already see Aaron Jones can't hold up for 16 games. We know Jamal Williams' talent and production is probably capped off. So Dexter Williams coming out of Notre Dame, running an offense that Matt LaFleur helped implement at Notre Dame when he was there with Brian Kelly, seems like a perfect fit. You saw that. You saw DeShone Kizer, also another Notre Dame guy, also was there while Matt LaFleur was there. Start running the offense that Matt LaFleur is implementing and showcasing the fact that he believes he is getting more proficient at understanding the playbook and the terminology and relaying it to NFL players. When you come into the league as young as DeShone Kizer did, that's the learning curve you got to go through. Darius Shepherd is another one that is definitely garnering some respect after what he did last night, and really what he's done all camp. He's one of the camp stars as an undrafted rookie from North Dakota State. You're looking at a guy who was one of the most productive receivers in D1 football last year, FCS, but D1 football. 23-year-old rookie, undrafted. Aaron Rodgers is even talking about Darius Shepherd, and DeShone Kizer was talking about him last night. And when you listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about an undrafted rookie just 2.5 weeks into camp, there's a difference that he only talks about people that he genuinely wants to see in games, similar to Jake Kumerow.
Well, the key with him is, you know, he's been really good mentally, not having any mistakes or repeat mistakes with the plays or his alignment. He's finding his feel, running routes. I think he's a very shifty guy. You know, I think he could play in the slot and be effective. I look forward to seeing what he can do Thursday night and throughout the preseason.
That's Aaron Rodgers on Darius Shepherd. Darius Shepherd scores a touchdown last night. And it's a preseason game. I understand you put up points in a preseason game. But you do what the starting quarterback was expecting you to do, and that's show up when the lights were on. And I think that's important for a young player like Darius Shepherd that's trying to make the team, like Jake Kumerow did last year, Gary. And a lot of, too, for a fourth-round pick, putting a lot of pressure on Jamon Moore, who didn't have a particularly great night last night.
You know, once again, I would love to see Jamon Moore make this team, but he was not like that at Missouri at all.
He just didn't look like he was having fun last night.
The guy, well, he's tight.
Right,
he's tight, so tight.
He scores that touchdown, it was like a relief.
Right, he needs to just relax and play, but unfortunately, he's not going to be in the league. And maybe someone else will give him a chance. He was a high draft pick. The guy was awesome in the SEC. The guy was awesome at Missouri. But right now, that is not the same player that you're accustomed to seeing. And so, I mean, he may not make this team. I mean, you can say he had a couple drops again last night, but he is just not comfortable. I think they're just like the weight of the world. I've seen guys like that where they just put so much pressure on themselves, and it then just accumulates and accumulates, and then you just can never really, you just can never reach your full potential.
And a lot of it is you just can't get out of your own head.
Can't get out of your own way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so tough. It's just so unfortunate because I like the kid a lot. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's got more talent than all those guys. But if you can't catch what they're paying you to do, that's going to be pretty tough.
And you're not going to get sound bites like that from the quarterback if you can't consistently catch the football.
No.
One, you're not going to get the targets.
Right.
Two, you're not going to get the looks.
Right.
And if Aaron Rodgers is speaking out of context about an undrafted rookie, it begs well for a Darius Shepherd that he's going to have a better situation and better likelihood. I mean, it kept Jay Cooper on last year.
A lot of people don't know about Shepherd. I mean, that guy's very prolific
mm-hmm.
at his level.
Right. When you're talking about FCS, D1 football with North Dakota State, he was one of the top production guys.
That when you were playing in the pros.
Oh, that
everybody
didn't...
was all right. Everything.
Well, so was Carson
Wentz.
Were
you all everything, Gary?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
He's all everything.
Well, in college or at his level.
At North Dakota State.
And that's why, had he had those numbers at, say, Michigan or Ohio State, that guy would have been a first-round draft pick,
right,
man. And just because he played at North Dakota State, that I think that pushed him down. The guy's got a lot of talent. It was about where he played at. I mean, you know.
And when you're able to have the savvy route-running ability.
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't want to know that either.
People
and they
don't
want to listen to it.
Just catch the ball. Play. That's how simple it is. I mean, the Jamon Moore is going to frustrate you. It is. The kid has all the measurables. But if you freeze frame when he catches the ball, he's looking where he's supposed to go instead of concentrating on catching the passes. You get that kind of frustration in the first preseason game.
Leroy, out of the pass catchers last night, who had the biggest game for you? I know one of them that I know you want to say.
Well, I tell you, he didn't get the targets he was supposed to get.
Big 23-yard completion, though, right there.
Yeah, but then,
like that,
man, wide open the next time. Let's move on. These guys... I was glad Davante Adams and the other guys didn't play a whole lot. You need to see these babies play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people tweeting and Facebooking, and they don't know these guys. Get to know them a little bit. You know, it makes you do your little homework a little bit. But Jamon Moore, man, I'm telling you something. They want to play him.
They do.
He's the guy that Gary talks about to get off the bus.
Yeah.
Right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy to get off tall, lean. I mean, fast, but you got to catch it. You got to catch the ball because you're going to make Boyle look bad and Kaiser look real bad. And you know if Aaron throws it to him and it's a laser and you drop it.
He's not coming back to you.
I mean.
No matter what the play is designed to do. He's not going to come back to you.
And you almost can't blame it. And then not only that, the coach ain't going to call a play for
you. Sure.
So he has to do that and develop that. But to me, Gary, the guy I would look at as number 70. I want to see what light's going to look like. I'm worried about this offensive line. Create me some depth.
My man, I mean, Alex Light on that first
nice kick step. I like that kick step.
Yeah, just bring them hands in a little bit tighter.
Huh? What you going to try to create?
Huh? What do you mean?
What you trying to create?
Depth.
Depth.
Depth. Depth coming to jail. I'm serious, man. Hey, nice. Look, got nice kicks. I don't know if he's big enough. How big you? You know what, Gary? I was thinking about this the other day, because me and myself, we get into a nice little debate about.
Those are dangerous.
Jared Kramer, who's coming out with a movie about his life, by the way. He's I think he was probably about 265, 270, the lineman back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Then my era guys got 300, maybe even 350. Now it's the Bakhtiari types. A little bit under 300, but you look like a linebacker type. I don't know how much beef you need, but you must have good feet if you're talking about protecting Aaron Rodgers. And the good thing about it, both quarterbacks moved around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Moved around a little bit just to keep your eyes downfield. And I thought Kaiser, for him to get the slander that he's getting mostly a percentage of it from me, looked pretty good. I was excited about that. I really was.
Were you pleased with what you saw out of the man that you choose to talk about not
absolutely
performing much?
And I kept telling Steve this, but he don't like him and Mandela. They, unless you have a title other than Intercom or 105 FM the Fan or so, they don't believe us. I kept telling these fools that Kaiser's gonna start. No, Mandela, have you seen it yet? I'm telling you, the man not gonna play. Mandela.
is scouring the internet to find out if Aaron Rodgers going to play. I wanted to reach across that aisle and just snatch him, but his girl was here, so I didn't want to. I'm telling you.
Whose girl was here?
Thank goodness.
Steve.
Oh, I thought you were saying Mandela's girl was here.
No, Mandela girl don't want to be bothered with him.
No, she got more important things to do.
Now, Mandela could have said, hey, man, listen, let's just go with Leroy. That's my boy. Now, I'm still searching. He had the Joe Linzola, you know, Linzola.
Linzola?
Yeah. I said, man, listen.
Is that Italian food?
I don't know.
Okay, just checking.
Sounds like something.
Yeah,
sounds like something. Greek sounds like a little Italian. Crossbreed. Yeah, a little crossbreed.
They're not going to play a lot of starters. But his comeback, Andy Reid says that the MVP is going to play. That's Andy Reid, man. Okay, I get it. Aaron Rodgers ain't playing. We had a whole segment about it. Had phone calls.
Should he play or not?
Yeah. Had phone calls. Yeah, lit up. Right. Phone calls.
They were lit up on that.
Yeah. I mean, both ways. Yeah. But I'm watching both quarterbacks, left tackle, right tackle. The backup center is Patrick, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 62.
I need to see these guys.
74, Elton Jenkins was playing at that right guard
you.
Spot.
These are the guys I need to see, because if somebody goes down and Khalil Mack lines up over you, I bet you glad you have on yellow pants.
Before the break, anything for Lane Taylor to be worried about, as he was the only starter on the offensive line that had suited up last night?
Lane Taylor's
going to
be a Pro Bowler one day.
There is something to be worried about for Lane Taylor. I mean,
Lane Taylor, he like Lorenzo Cain, though.
Well, reason
he
why
play.
He's the only one. Well, no, because he's in competition. I mean, I think Matt LaFleur came out and said that last night. I think someone asked him, why is he the only one? I think he came out and said something to the fact that he's in a competition.
That's all right. That's all right.
Which is okay. Yeah, that's going to make him better.
Because if somebody beats him out, that's a good player.
Well, no, not even that. That's that depth.
You got to have
that
it,
you're
Gary.
Talking about.
I gotta mean, have
so that's what you're getting there.
I want to.
He's not going to get cut.
He's not going to be a Mike Daniels situation. Because when the Daniels thing came down, I first started thinking of dudes that have a little bit of couple of years in the system. If they're going to be the ones that get ousted next, that one would be tough to do. Right. This is what you earn the name Linzola.
Josh, did you have a chance to talk with Matt LaFleur yesterday after practice?
No. Nothing.
Nope.
He's playing in a golf tournament today, I think.
Nope.
I wish him well. I think it's today. Yeah. I think he's playing in a golf tournament.
That's cool that he's playing in a golf tournament. You could play in a golf tournament, too. The 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. Guys, it's coming up September 25th at Western Lakes Golf Club out in Pewaukee, and it's your chance to golf with guys like Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and the other dudes from the Fan.
I think I win other that local every year, but people just, for some reason,
you
move
didn't win
the
last
numbers.
Year. You didn't win last year.
It's not about winning. It's about meeting the people. We get a chance. Just come and see what Sparky looks like. See what you look like. If you're not going to any Admiral games or stuff like that.
I did finish in the top 10, though, so I felt good about that last year. It's your chance to golf with the guys from the Fan and other local celebrities. Guys, $125 gets you a day of golf and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three meals and a day of golf for just $125. It's brought to you by Perkins for breakfast, Robert's Specialty Meats for lunch, Saz's has dinner covered. All the details are up right now at 1057fmthefan.com. 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing, benefiting Give Kids the World.
As soon as you get done.
Yeah, mention.
Oh, Chucky Free?
Yeah.
It's about Chucky Free.
He's going to be there.
And Chuck Freeman's going to be there? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Bart Winkler will be there. Yeah,
give me a little Chuck right now.
Oh, Helly, what are you talking about? He does golf for on the Fan. Of course I'm going to be there.
He don't be doing the mic like that.
You kidding me?
Yeah, he does kind of terrible.
Yeah,
no,
he does. He gets
so
real
mean.
Nice and close. He almost sometimes sounds like the National Weather Service, you know, like when the Doppler...
the National Weather Service Doppler radar has issued a tornado warning for...
I'm kidding, that's not. This is the Wendy's Big Show. You don't have anything to worry about. Anthony Mandela has good news, and we're back after this.
That's what we talk about all the time. We're going to be about the ball. And that was the difference in the game. When you win the turnover battle, I don't know, what was the final 4-2, I believe. So when you're +2 in the turnover ratio, you got a great opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, it does help, Matt LaFleur. That helps. Turning the football over and getting turnovers helps in football. 414-799-1250. And the Packers didn't do a great job of it last year. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and Baby Tausch with you until 6 o'clock. Gary, they didn't do a great job of taking the football away last year, but you saw a little bit more of the ball-hawking defense that you wanted to see. And Kadar Holman, one of those guys that a lot of people are finding the name of on Twitter and all the reports that we're getting out of camp, once again, did it in the game, and that's right. What they're asking for.
No, he is. And I think, you know, the Green Bay Packers, Leroy talks about this a lot last year, they did not get a lot of takeaways. They didn't get a lot of turnovers last year. And I think most importantly, that's Mike Pettine's, you know, that's his signature defense. I mean, you know, he's come from that Rex Ryan tree. I mean, they love to have an attacking style, and they love to create some indecisions on the quarterback. I mean, Joe Webb is not just a rookie. I mean, Joe Webb's been in the league. He's seen a lot. They turned Joe Webb over a couple of times. Now, Joe Webb had his way a little bit too, but I think if you look at the Green Bay Packers, Leroy, last year, their takeaways were at a minimum last year.
And second worst in the league in interceptions. It was embarrassing.
And you get two last night, and one of them's a sixth-round pick. I was saying in Kadar Holman, and Leroy, he's getting a lot of attention as one of these backup cornerbacks that could start getting jobs. And a lot of this is because of the availability that or lack thereof that you've seen from Kevin King and Josh Jackson, who we still haven't seen yet, second-round pick from last year.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, Jameson, our local guy here, well, not local, Wisconsin guy.
Jarrell Jameson, yep.
A lot of these guys... It's hard to judge them on a quarterback that really can't stand in the pocket, stand up strong, and throw it. Who's just throwing it up, really. But I've seen, you know how many interceptions I've dropped? That was lollipops.
15.
I'd be in the Hall of Fame already.
Well, that's why he's a DB, not a receiver.
Right.
But see, I blame mine on vision. I couldn't see it.
No, you couldn't
see
it. Well,
the only thing floating out. Hey, man, yeah, whatever. You love turnovers.
But your degree of seeing is kind of...
Well, I squint a lot. Me and Edgar Bennett, we squint, even inside.
Because when that girl came out that door about 15, 20 years ago, you weren't squinting.
What girl?
You married her.
Oh, I often say, don't get me in no trouble.
You married her.
Okay.
Yeah. When she came out the door, you
were... Yeah, that's not getting you in trouble.
Yeah.
You weren't squinting at all, cuz. Yeah, I was. I don't know why. But I'm serious.
Don't give me a trouble.
I saw an interception. I said, I had to rewind it. Did I just see an interception?
How you rewind it, Leroy?
Oh, man, I got all kind of technology.
In your brain, you rewind it?
Well, no, on the TV. My spectrum box and just go back. Wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, that was an undercut interception, diving interception.
Something you've never seen.
Right.
I mean, it's encouraging. Now, what people are going to say, I know America, I know Twitter, Joe Webb ain't a quarterback, whatever.
Joe Webb been in his league for a long time.
For a while, started some games. But here's the thing, though. They need to see this up front. Because they play quarterbacks who's going to run around. Now they're going to learn. They have coaching tape to go back. Keep the guy. If you're blitzing outside for the babies, if you're blitzing outside, never run past the quarterback.
Holman,
don't run past.
And that's what Rashard Gary did last night. He kind of got upfield a couple times. He came right underneath him.
Go right underneath.
It's all learning.
He looked good, too, before he got a little tired out there, Gary.
Well, I mean, he looked slew-footed. I didn't know he was that slew-footed. You see him?
Well, I think one of them is.
Yeah, I think the right foot just turned way out there.
That's how I am.
You ever notice it?
No.
Slew-footed.
That means straight away speed.
I'm a little slew-footed, too. But he is. I think that right one is extremely slew footed. You may be fast like that. That's too slew footed guys fast.
I was shocked as much they blitz as much.
Me too.
I said, but then again, Pettit is like this. I don't think he's ever smiled in his life. First of all, he knows people knows his stuff. Just run your stuff.
And they did stunts. Sure. They did a lot of stunts.
Yeah,
last night.
Run your stuff.
Well.
And you're not trying to hide anything.
And the stunts, that can be along the lines of what they're looking for with the thinner, longer dudes and the Adamses and Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. They were showing that off a little bit last night.
And, you know, Nate, I tell you what, the one thing I'm concerning about, I think it's going to be
concerning.
Stopping the run. You're going to have to stop the run with guys who are not this short guy, the Mike Daniels of the world, who was pretty good against the run. You're going to have to stop the run with your fronts. So you're going to have to put guys in gaps. You're going to have to have guys coming up and underneath. and you're going to have to pressure the quarterback. Get the See, my thing was, as the defensive back, I want the quarterback off his spot. After that, your athletes should be able to chase him down, and that's what you want. So if I was coaching the tape, Gary, I would never look at the guys who are – I would look at the guys behind the football. That are the Those are the guys that will make my team. Are you hustling? Not the ones you see on the TV. Mm-hmm. No, the guy – are you getting off the ground chasing? Because that ball may come out at any time, and you can scoop it up and score. If you're still on the ground or if you're loafing, you can't play for me.
That's one of the knocks that I hear all the time about Blake Martinez, right, that he's making all these tackles downfield, making all these tackles downfield. Ty Summers was making plenty of tackles last night, seventh-round pick.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot of them like that. You know, he's not one of these big physical guys. He's a tackler. He's not a hitter. You know, and sometimes you're going to miss a few when you do that, you know, because – I know a lot of people high on Lancaster. He had a chance to come through the line, unblocked, missed a tackle. I think if I was Pettit, I'm working on make sure guys don't leave their feet. Working on getting to my alignment, my assignment, and my execution. And that'll tighten it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I give these guys a lot of leeway and a lot of rope before I start, you know, judging them strongly. Because this is their first opportunity in front of a live audience and tackling. And plus, you've seen this team already twice, 2 days already in practice. Mm-hmm. So there was some familiarity. Say that word.
Familiarity.
That word, too. So I was waiting for somebody to really stand out. And linebackers inside with Oren Burks, you know, you really count on him one day to be something. Because he got all the measurables.
Yeah. And tough to see him come back out after the game with that shoulder harness on from Oren
Burks. Yeah, that was rough.
Adam McAlvey joins us next, Brewers.com, MLB.com, and our Brewers insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. He'll talk about where the Brewers come after being swept by the Cubs, then bouncing right back and sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. Adam McAlvey joins us next, but first, a green and gold update from our guy Mike Clemens up on the ground at 1265.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.